everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Awoo! What's going on, everyone?
Good to have you back again.
Yeah.
Feeling
fine.
This time?
I'm sorry?
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. It's all good. Just had to take last week off, but we're good.
All right. Next on the show, we have Noble.
Good morning, everybody. Pulled your head out of the sand yet?
Awesome. Bro, if you introduce the shows like this, dude, instead of like going,
I'll still feel like that.
Oh, yeah. At least you just come as you are. That's really it. Anyway, next on the show, we have Mighty Red Wolf.
Hey, everybody. It's afternoon, but is there such thing as being coffeed out?
Yep.
Okay, and then also today, because I wanted to help do this, is we have a new member today. We have Allie with us today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Allie. I'm so glad to be on the podcast for the very first time. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, great to have you.
It's good to have you. Great to have you.
Pleasure to have you. So, since it's your first time, please just introduce yourself a bit. Like, tell us a bit about, you know, yourself, you know, your character. And,
yes, of course. So, like I said before, my name is Allie, and about my fursona. My fursona is a Sergal. Her name is Allie, like I am. She's kind of based off of me. She has brown eyes like I do. And she has blue and purple hair because those are my two favorite colors. And she has a dog collar because I'm also into puppy play as well. And I wanted to give that little bit of that puppy play personality onto my fursona as well. And she doesn't have a backstory. She's just supposed to be my fursona for like the internet or whatever. So, yeah.
Very cool.
That works. That works for a lot of us, you know, just how you project yourself on the internet. All right. So, shall we jump right into it?
Yes,
here
we go.
All
right.
I got my pajamas on.
All right. First things first, this is a time for celebration. Now, after all, what are we celebrating? It is the 30th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. Happy anniversary, Sonic. It's been a long journey, but, you know, you've made it this far.
I didn't realize Sonic was older than me.
I didn't think so either. Like, you know, the thing is, you know, my mother told me that she remembers when Sonic first came out also. And, you know, it was, like, really good.
Who was born after Power Rangers and or Pokemon?
Nope. No, that's my time.
1992.
Oh, you just missed it.
Oh, no.
So close.
I mean, I wasn't introduced to Sonic until about, you know, 1998, 1999. Who knows?
Yeah, it's one of those things that was sort of shoved off to the side for a good portion, at least in Australia.
Yeah. And I got introduced to Sonic by way of the cartoons, you know, of course. When they started
the
cartoons were good. Facebook kids.
The cartoons were definitely good.
Oh, yeah.
I remember playing it on the original Mega Drive when I went to a cousin's house. Or an auntie's house, I think it was, sorry.
The Mega wasn't it also in the arcades also back then?
I'm not particularly sure.
I don't know. I think it was around here, though.
I never really played Sonic when I was a kid. But I learned about, like, I was born in 1999, but I learned about Sonic when I was, like, 14 through DeviantArt, but, yeah.
Not the best way to come across it.
I know, and it was horrible. Some messed up stuff that I've seen through DeviantArt that had to do with Sonic fan art. I promise you that.
Yeah, for some reason, Sonic is, like, really popular to draw. Like, fan art. I don't know. Like, for some reason, he's got, like, a whole freaking fan base.
It's probably because he's easy to draw, that's why.
I think there's more to the magic, though. There's something else going on there.
Actually, you know, there's a couple of interesting, you know, trivia that I'd like to share about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh, and cool.
Specifically, like we said, the developers at Sega, you know, when they came up with a character for what the mascot was going to look like, you know, they had a couple of things in mind. They had someone who needed to be fast and, you know, and move without losing their momentum. So they came up with a couple ideas. An armadillo, a rabbit, a dog, and an egg-shaped man with a mustache. Sound familiar?
All the pieces were there.
Yeah. And then, you know, effectively, Sonic was the one that won out in a popular, you know, in a popular opinion poll. And in the end, they kind of went with him. So, and again, you're right, like, they had to come up with a design that was, you know, that was to be easily drawn and be familiar, easily drawn by children. And it works, you know?
Yeah.
How easy is it to draw Sonic?
I wonder, is that drawing, like, the one that they actually made that? Like, that was one of their early sketches? Because that's really funny if that's true.
I think it was.
That says copyright Sega sketch of Green Hill Zone.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's so cool. Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's overall, like, you know, it's an interesting evolution that it's had over the years, you know? Like, you know, and his appeared in so many new iterations too. Like, you got that sketch, and then, you know, the 16-bit games, then the cartoons.
Yeah, the cartoons. Yeah, like, that's cool.
Yeah, design wise, you know, he's aged really well. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I have to admit, the live action one, the design of him wasn't too terrible.
Mm. The movie,
no, the redesign. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not the first one. I mean, what the hell was that?
That was scary. I don't know, man. I wonder if they did that as, like, a marketing scheme to get people talking about it, and that was just, like, a fake. Like, there's no way they re-edited the entire movie.
Well, the amount of time it took to come out, it was either released, if that was the case, they would have announced it early while still doing a lot of the editing. However, if they had, which was made public in the news, that was what Sonic was supposed to be.
Oh,
whoops.
Oh, no.
This is the reason why I can't wait for Powerpuff Girls to come out. No, I want to see the live action. I want to see how they cringe it out.
Do we have to bring that up again? I know, it seems like they're ruining everyone's childhoods, especially all of ours.
But now, you know, Sonic is the one thing that's still staying strong in spite of it. And they're having, you know, another live action Sonic movie at some point in the years ahead.
Because I'm in a PAL region, Sonic was never fast. He ran, but he was never, like, fast. He was slow. It was actually irritating to play, to be honest. It still is.
Wow. No, like, which one was this?
Sonic.
Oh, just the original?
Yeah, I've got the, if I recall, I've got the first three cartridges for the Mega Drive. Oh, we call it the Master System, sorry. And it was just slow. Huh. I mean, we see, like, North American gameplay occasionally. It's like, what? Sonic's not that fast.
I remember him being fast, though. I don't know.
I mean, wasn't his catch, like, isn't his catchphrase always gotta go fast?
Yeah,
that's always been his catchphrase, I think.
Yeah.
No, that's right. The song.
It's got,
I thought it was a catchphrase, too.
I thought it was used in the cartoon. I could have swore it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably was. I'm sure.
I also, another, besides learning about Sonic through DeviantArt when I was 14, I also read a creepypasta when I was 14 about a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I think these days, you know, young children should, you know, really learn of things like outside of the internet.
Tell me about it, like the cringy ass creepypastas. I swear.
Don't remind us of all that.
Parents aren't going to let kids learn outside of the internet anymore.
Actually, you're right. Damn.
Everything revolves around the internet these days.
I mean, who here drinks coffee on a regular basis?
I do.
Yeah, fairly regularly.
Yep. Gotta
so
have
what
it.
Would happen if you had to go 30 days without caffeine?
Oh, no. No.
No, 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 no.
Well, you'd go relapse, you know.
There you go.
I'm sorry, but no, I love my Starbucks coffee. No.
I'm actually drinking a coffee right now.
Hey.
Oh, I so want to pull an Idiocracy joke on you.
All right, so what have we got like in store? What's next for Sonic in after the 30th anniversary celebration, huh? All right, they've got some ideas. So, Sonic as a VTuber in a Sonic theme park. Sega says yes.
Oh, that looks ugly.
That image is fucking terrifying.
Wait, is that?
Oh my
is that
god!
The costume he's gonna be wearing.
It's a mock-up, but you know what? I mean, you know, look.
Oh, that image is nightmare fuel.
How about this one instead? Like this was I've taken, you know, a big Sonic mascot suit and Sonic's 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Back in 2011.
Where was? Oh, this was at Sega. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is different, but you know, but just to get to the meat of this stuff. Yeah. So you know, VTuber and Fingo, a VTuber. So, you know, in case you guys. Yeah, it's like it's the one thing that you know everyone's jumping on the trends on, in like a virtual a virtual face that you can.
So like on occasion. Like Sonic will have his own like channel, and he'll like post actual videos of himself like at the park. What? Huh?
Could be. I mean, I don't really look much into VTubers, but you know, seems to be.
I think it's like a vlogger, right? Like a YouTuber person.
Yeah, like a virtual. You know, a virtual. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Face. Like somebody who's at least animated. You know. That sort of thing.
Oh, virtual.
Yeah.
Virtual. So it's not a person in a costume. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
It's a virtual animated thing.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's like one of those interaction ones, I guess.
Yeah. Like you see in VR and stuff. Okay. It's all coming together.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? It's actually perfect for Sonic because, gosh, you just want to make a point, you know, if you've seen the Sonic Twitter account, that thing is actually spicy.
What?
No, I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, like whoever runs that Sonic Twitter account, oh my goodness.
I have to check that out.
I'm too lazy to check it out.
Well, all right. Any live comments about Sonic or anything? Any experiences?
The moment, not at the moment, but you know what? But another thing is too. What about the Sega theme park? You guys know, they're trying to follow in the footsteps of Nintendo. You know, Nintendo's trying to get their own theme park with Universal Studios.
So, I mean, I'd go. I'd check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Where is this going to be? Like California or something?
It's a good question. You know, like where. Are they going to piggyback off of another theme park?
Are they going to try to put it in Florida, where it's always tropical weather there?
Or maybe in, like, Japan or something. They would do something like that.
I don't know. Like, theme parks take quite a considerable amount of land to build on, so.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
Gotta make
true.
A few considerations out of that one. Yeah, I mean, I bet you they'll probably start one up in the United States. Hopefully not California, but you know.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to believe this, but out of all the land around here in my state, there's only just one water park. That's it.
Shocker.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but they're redeveloping a lot of land through here, but I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if they're going to decide to do anything like that. That would be nuts. They tried to build a casino, but that actually failed.
Ooh, I actually gamble a lot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. How could you build a casino that's gambling when gambling is illegal in the state to begin with?
Whoops.
Well, yeah, and I hate to say this, but that's Hawaii for you.
Only one water park, though. That's surprising.
Yeah, and it's the original one. I think it was built back maybe in the 70s or 80s. It's been around that long. It survived.
Damn.
Yeah, I actually won $200 off of a slot machine before.
What? Yeah, I always lose. Oh my god, I cannot stand it.
There's tricks you gotta do, like, to win some cash, but yeah. It's, sometimes you just get lucky and sometimes you don't. It's
I always get lucky.
They're usually designed to pull you in to take as much money as possible.
Yeah, because the first time I remember getting, I almost won. It was like lemon, clover or some shit. I'm like, whoa, that can't be. Let me try again. And then it was even like more wrong. I'm like, come on, I almost had it. Like, it's addictive, man. It could be.
Yeah.
There's kind of a funny story to me. When I used to live in California, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Barona Casino in Southern California?
No.
No? Well, when I was little, everyone always called me the good luck charm, so they actually all called me the Barona baby.
So it's like you because basically, whenever you were around, like, everybody started winning.
Yeah, it was just like... Oh my god, it was just too much.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, we kind of derailed a bit.
To get
from
back to the thing at hand, though, a couple years ago, Boombox says they should build a theme park in Texas.
I don't know if there's any theme parks there.
Oh, my boyfriend lives somewhere in Texas. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there's amusement parks.
Yeah, like
in Texas.
I think
I think they have a Six Flags there. I think. I don't remember, though.
I could totally see Texas working as a theme park destination.
Yeah, you know, same for over here, too, because of the weather and stuff around here. It wouldn't be too bad if they built one here, because it's only just been one water park, but that's it. They haven't built anything else ever since.
Hawaii doesn't have a lot of land to work with, I guess.
Texas, they'd use Yosemite Sam as their mascot.
Yeah, there's them. Oh my god, that'd be really funny. Yeah, if they have an animation park or something, like animation themed. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Like Looney Tunes Park, you know? Well, they do have places like that, I think in like Universal or something.
I mean, they could, like, but it's, you know.
But they
I would say
go
it's
ham
more,
with
you
it.
Know, who knows? Like, what could Sega do, right? They could throw in a lot of other Sega franchises in there too. And more than just on
they
it.
Can.
I'm kind of confused as to why just do a virtual theme park.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's just interesting, though.
Maybe it's plans for, like foreshadowing. Maybe
knows, you know, like, kind of if it's virtual theme parks, you know, do it on VR.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun.
Yeah.
I've never tried VR because it seems a little too scary, but, you know, that's okay.
Yeah,
and that's contactless in these times.
Mm. Could be. You know, reproduce a theme park and just put your VR goggles on, that's it, you're in. Easy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird, though. I think it should be a physical one. That would just be better.
Yeah,
physical. Physical.
I'm sure it'd be a lot more expensive.
Yeah, apart from that, though, couple of other upcoming things for Sonic. Their 30th anniversary was, you know, a very long symphonic performance of their music, but also they have, you know, they've got some new titles like Sonic Colors Ultimate, a new title for next year, and Minecraft has, you know, put Sonic in the game.
Cool.
But yeah, overall, where do you see Sonic heading towards, you know, in the years ahead? Because Sonic's clearly not going to slow down.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we could be seeing a huge adventure park, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere. It could be anywhere.
I think they need to take it slowly, because if they want to start jamming Sonic down our throats on a, you know, really regular basis, it's going to get old quickly.
Yeah, I think if they made a movie, probably.
I mean, if they're going to do a movie every, like, 3 or 4 years, 2 or 3 years, yeah, great. A TV show now and then, fine. But if they really want to start ramming it down, that's when it's probably going to get old and not well-liked. Yeah,
it's going to fail miserably.
I mean, it's 30 years old, though, so they're doing something right.
Yeah, it's going pretty strong.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's next.
Yeah. All right. So, yes, that is that. Happy 30th. Once again, Sonic, happy 30th. You know, here's to many years ahead.
Yay, now you're a gray muscle.
Nah. Yeah, we need to get right. Back. Sonic is a gray muscle.
I know.
All right. So, next, we have our namesake for the episode. Sexy beasts? Nah, fam. This ain't it. Right?
Everyone's been talking about this, though.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Oh, I did not see that mouth before.
What?
You haven't seen this?
Or the beaver. Oh my god.
You should have watched the trailer, man. Pay attention.
This is a real show. This is a real.
Bro, should have watched the trailer. I watched it, and it was just like, ugh.
Ugh, cringe. I saw it too.
Why don't they hire real furries for this type of shit? I mean, come on.
Actually, I got you covered in a way. I kind of have you covered. All right, give me a sec. That's the question, isn't it? Though, you would think furries are not too pleased about this. I know. I'm one of them. Not pleased about this show. And yeah, like, look at the costumes for one.
Oh my god.
The panda's not bad. But the fact panda's that they bad. Have, like, human eyes. No, like, they're really well made. They're just uncanny and creepy.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of the Cats movie.
I mean, yeah, they're good. They're good at making something like that, but it's creepy.
Yeah. They're good at being bad, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the human... Them human eyes, though, it's really throwing me off. Like, it's gross.
I think, you know what, in a way, you could kind of agree, like, Netflix knows exactly what it's doing, and they're trying to skirt around the word, the furry word, but still.
All right, help. So for anyone
right,
who doesn't
let's get
know
to
this
a
show,
side article first. Let's pull up.
Yeah, well. For those of you who don't know what this show is about, it's basically like dating.
Yes. It says, like, from the Netflix Twitter, no, you're not hallucinating. Okay. Netflix said on Twitter, Sexy Beast is a new dating show that uses cutting edge prosthetics to put true blind date chemistry to the test.
I have to wonder how much this is costing.
Oh my god.
I can imagine.
I swear.
What?
Oof. I'd rather watch the anime Beastars rather than watch that shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's because it's made by people who know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh no, they knew what they were doing with this one. Oh my god. It's like The Masked Singer meets The Bachelor? Is that what it is? Like a dating game type of thing. I don't know. I saw the trailer too, and it was rather. I thought it was like a joke. I'm like, nah, they're not doing this. No. And there's no way.
You know what the other thing I'm curious about? In this so-called article, where'd they get all these so-called studies from? This makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Twitter!
Yeah, but really, is that official studies? Like, if all of us are cringing over this crap?
Yeah, CNN never interviewed me. Who's the 4,300 people?
What's this thing about post-Christian culture?
That's where we're at the moment, dude. Are you kidding me? That's where we're at the moment.
Oh my god.
Couch and Pool may have, you know, may have their opinions, be that as it may, but they're not wrong, you know? They're not wrong. If you consider the state of the world we're in, they're not wrong.
I have to admit, though, I think maybe after just the first episode, it's just going to be a total flop. That's just my prediction.
I know. I agree with you. I believe that after an episode or after one season of that, it's just going to go down. Like, it's just not going to end well.
You know what would have been an even better idea is if they just had, like, they hire furries, like real ones. I would watch that.
No.
That would work, though.
They should have kept with the original people but gone with better prosthetics. Yeah. So, for instance, what makes a fursuit actually work is the fact that people usually model a head properly. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I do like the way the more realistic heads look versus the cartoony ones.
Yeah. Right.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, I've got a couple of jokes to share with you guys on the live chat. Ask it soon. Okay. Says, mofos took a trip to the Halloween store and then went, good enough.
Yeah.
And another thing.
It's like, are they trying to make us look bad at the same time, though? That's my question here.
It's not about, you know, I mean, look, okay, here's another one. I'll put out an image up and accompany it with a live comment. Ice Kitsune said, he says, that fucking dolphin is one fin removal from the head away from looking like a gray Squidward.
Oh,
oh wow. I see it!
Yeah, okay. And what is that, an alien?
Lord, and there's, there's so many creepy costumes too. Like, I wouldn't, you know, an insect costume or a demon one. Dude.
I mean, it looks kind of cool, but it's still such a weird idea.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So I like the way the demon one looks. That one that does actually so cool. Fit. But the tongue chin is a bit sort of cringy.
It's no. It's actually perfect for a demon. It's actually really perfect for a demon. But this, though, you know.
No.
A
bull and a panda.
I mean, they're technically using a principle that a lot of furries use, you know, like to know each other, like based on their. Well, what if, like, they take the mask off and they're like, no, I like you better as a bear. Go back to the bear. Oh, no. That would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there was, like, a documentary show that done an episode based on a couple that were mersuiters. I can't remember.
Is that, like, my, you know... There was a couple other weird shows too, like somebody who had a fursuit addiction.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was staged though. I mean, it was sad. I don't know about the mersuiter one though. That's probably true.
I believe it.
Yeah, they do some weird stuff now, especially with Netflix. But I guess let's have a look at some of these Twitter jokes as well. Here's some good ones. The original sex hashtag sexy V starter pack.
Yep, that's how it's done.
Okay, we got the Beauty and the Beast. We got Robin Hood. And then, you know, the other two. One from the Lion King. And yeah.
Damn.
Bro, we get it. We get this, man. Yeah. Netflix is like so behind the curve. Like, get on, like, you just want to say to them, you know, get on my level.
What do you think is more expensive, the masks and makeup, or, like, compared to the Masked Singer, like, their costumes? Like, you think this was an expensive show?
Yeah,
I think for the Masked Singer, they really do go all out for that.
Yeah.
It does look a lot better on Masked Singer. It does.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why that's still popular.
This, though, is just it's like the title itself doesn't do any favors for everyone.
And it's not even like animals either. It's like demons and aliens and.
So why call it Sexy Beast? See, that's a good question. What were they thinking? Oh, wait, they weren't thinking. They weren't thinking.
No. Someone was thinking something. I bet the producers.
What, were they high on something?
No, but they knew what they were doing. They're like.
Yeah, Netflix knew what they were doing, for sure.
I don't know. I know there's going to be a lot. I know there's going to be a shitload of memes after this.
Oh, I got another one coming right up for you. The market will regulate itself. The market. You know, do you have health insurance?
Oh, the market.
I think we might need it, actually. We might need it. All right, here's another good one for you. Here we go. 9 months after a very successful first date, a picture of a baby that's half, half beast and half human.
Oh, God. It's like a zombie and an angel.
What the fuck?
It's like Noble. It's like your favorite TV show, Sweet Tooth, was come to life.
That was not my favorite TV show. I'm still trying to work out what the hell that was.
I mean, still. All right. Here's another good one, though. Same energy. Picture of these two, little lizards, iguanas.
What in the hell?
Wait a minute. That's an actual photo of them, isn't it? No,
that's just, I don't know. No,
it's the same vibe,
I don't know what to make of that. Oh, God. Every day, we stray further from God.
No, God has abandoned us a fucking long time ago because of our dumb shit.
Hey, Vera's right. Every day, we stray further from God.
It's sad.
It is sad. That society, of all the new TV series come out to 2021, this is what they've come up with.
Could they have come up with something a little better, at least?
Right? Didn't they, cancel 3 other Netflix shows, this year, but they greenlit this one? Like, 3 really popular ones? I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you can cancel this, but this shit gets through. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, I guess.
It's like same thing too. Here's another good meme as well, like a good questioning one. I truly would like to know the Netflix algorithm that led to Sexy Beast getting greenlit. Like, is there a huge subset of people who alternate binge watching Love Is Blind and 80s body horror movies?
Ooh, yep.
Good question, right?
Oh, look at the comment below. It's like logs into Twitter, logs back off.
Yeah, that's
comes
a good one.
Yeah, okay. Comes back to Twitter, logs back off. This is going to be really tough for me. Yeah. Reaction is right.
Yeah.
I want to see how bonkers this really is. I must see this show.
Actually, here's another good one, though. Here's another good last one. Here's a good one. Power Rangers villains excited to finally show their true personalities and find love on Netflix's side.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good
just
one.
Gold. That's just pure gold.
Yeah. And, now Power Rangers, isn't their live action, they're splurging all that much on, costume design and making the villains just so looking over the top.
Yeah,
that's Power Rangers.
Yep.
Oh, dude. All right, here's another good life comment as well from Boombox. I hope Sexy Beast doesn't have a swimsuit contest.
I think they are.
Oh, no.
Those ideas, those are dangerous.
Yeah, don't give them out!
Oh my god, I want to fucking throw up now because of that. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, but you know,
I'm sure someone's going to think of it. I mean, it's Netflix original series we're talking about here, so anything goes.
Look, the way I see it, this is cringy already, so whatever else they decide to slap on top, by all means, go for it.
Yeah, they're already all in.
I mean, it's fucking 2021. They might as well do more stupid shit. The damage has already been done, so they might as well do more stupid shit.
I think this is what we call accelerationism. If we want to collapse society so much, you know, go ahead, do more stupid shit. Like, collapse the moral fiber of society by making shows like this.
Yeah.
This is weird. I mean, not going to lie. It really is weird. I get the idea, but god damn it, man.
All right, no. Okay, one last one that's going to haunt the heck out of you guys. Another image of a costume that you can expect to see in Sexy Beasts. This fox thing.
You see, that's at the head is fine. It just needs, like, eyes over it.
Yeah, it needs proper elongated muzzle, not that, like, someone smashed it with a hammer.
Okay, this would be a...
And the forehead is kind of weird, too.
Extremely.
Yeah. Actually, no, the more I look at it, yeah, the worse it gets. never mind. I was wrong.
That would be offensive towards Foxworth's kind.
No, Fox kind.
Offensive
Fox
to me. Kind.
Yeah. Full stop. But man, all that stuff like they do in the dates and stuff, dude. You know. Who the heck goes on a date riding, you know, like going on a, you know, a horse carriage ride on the streets on a date?
Yeah, but they're also like in their makeup and they're going by and everyone, all the bystanders.
You know, it's not a common thing to do these days, but still.
No.
I don't know. It's just going to look more cringy in the fandom, maybe.
No, the fandom disavowed it.
Seriously?
We're going to have a lot of fun.
No, it's like, you know, we want it back. Like, take this back and, you know, wipe it from existence, please.
Yeah, just fucking set it on fire. Like,
yeah. Well, the best way to set something on fire is just make a shitload of memes out of it.
Yeah. Roast it.
Roast it, hell yeah. Burn it.
Alright, and you know what? I think I might have just this overlay for you.
Ah, perfect.
Yes.
You need to use napalm fire. It's not strong enough.
That is one of my favorite stickers.
Burn it down.
Just fucking nuke the shit out of that show. Like, yeah.
The market will be.
It's like, you know. Okay. It's like, you know, you want. I just want to say, you know. If you do have a Netflix subscription, for the love of it all is holy, you know, consider canceling it. It might do you some good. That is all.
Yes.
Amen.
Good PSA.
So, we have a perfect segue into the next item as well while we're on the topic of sexy stuff. And that is an interesting one, this thing. $1 billion company, OnlyFans, in talks to raise new funding and move away from adult content.
Uh-oh.
Boy.
Guess who's about to lose everything they have.
Yep.
That is their company, though. What do they mean?
Yeah.
Do they really think OnlyFans is for, like, musicians and shit? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, bruh, you built your stuff on adult content. Now you wanna, you know, it's like, you know, like I said a lot, like, it's like Macca's without burgers.
Yeah, or Pornhub without the porn.
Yes, like,
that's their business.
Or a grilled cheese sandwich without the cheese. Then you're toast.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. But, this is a bad idea. I don't know.
Here's the thing. To get you guys a bit of idea, like, you know, OnlyFans went from 20 million in the start of 2020-ish before Kung Flu hit. Now it's at 120 million users.
That is wild. Can you imagine if you invested in this like last year? That is insanity.
I mean, if that's the case, so much for me for making an OnlyFans account.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, there definitely is a section for pup masks and pup play, I'm sure, but if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
There's something like that for everyone. It all depends on what their kinks are.
But you know what, though? Like, here's what I'm saying, too. So now, OnlyFans is seeking a new validate funding at a valuation of $1 billion. According to Bloomberg, the British startup is working with an advisor who can help it widen its pool of investors and take support from them to become a more mainstream media platform, moving away from its reputation as a place to find pornography in the process.
That's not going to happen, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to... Oh, they're so bankrupt.
It's going to fail.
Well...
Next, what do they want? The website also wants to expand its celebrity base from adult film stars to include a broad range of celebrities and athletes who connect with their fans using the platform.
There's no athletes on OnlyFans. Come on now. I mean, maybe a couple, but no. Right. What are they? Like, stop lying.
Yeah. And it says, you know, among the most popular stars already on the platform are professional boxer Floyd Mayweather, English rugby player Chris Robshaw, rapper Cardi B, and actor Bella Thorne. Now, Cardi B, I can perfectly understand, would feel right at home at OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, I do know about all the lewd stuff she does. I do know about all that.
Oh, goodness. Is she the one who was all like, coronavirus? Was that her?
I think that was someone else, though. I don't remember, Bo, but, you know, Cardi B is definitely one of those, naughty rappers, if you know what I mean. Like, you should hear some of her music.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
I think she's, she perfectly fits in this time and age, especially, you know.
Yeah, especially in all the rap songs she's done. She's worked with a lot of people. And somehow she keeps saying certain words and gets away with it.
Do you guys remember when Tumblr got rid of all their like adult material and it tanked?
I know.
This is what's gonna happen.
It's gonna fail.
They gained 100 million users in a year. Like, that's amazing. Stop doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, come on.
You know, like, what? You know, keep being a site for porn. Keep being a site where simps waste their money away.
As I like to put it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I mean, I'm just thinking from like as a company standpoint. That's like if I worked for them, I'm like, all right, well, that's what we gotta do. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, why are they trying to fix something if nothing's broken anyways?
Right.
To make more money.
And that's
that's ruin their company and drag it to the ground.
Right, and that's the thing that OnlyFans hopes to try to do, because, you know, like, let's read the bottom line of the thing. With more celebrities and athletes joining the platform, OnlyFans aims not only to offer a glimpse into the personal lives of the rich and famous, but also to attract new advertisers who would previously have been skeptical of its reputation for adult content. Oh. So, yeah. They're hoping that this move is going to make them more money.
So what, like a Patreon, basically?
In a way.
Kind of? Like, is that what they want
Patreon,
to turn into?
Yeah. I would say Patreon is the lesser of two evils, but then again, we're talking about two evils, so... You know.
Exactly. I mean,
I get it.
OnlyFans is pretty bad. It really is a horrible place. But as a company, they're successful. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
I love celebrities and athletes. Okay. If you consider
Yoga, like, you know, like, if they already have a site for that, it's called Facebook. So, yeah, you know. OnlyFans doesn't need to do that, though. Unless, of course, you know, you want to do that sort of stuff again. Like, just be a thought.
I mean, I'm kind of a thought.
No. Wait, so what was, like, OnlyFans, like, what was their original business model? Like, did they really want celebrities on their site, or was it really just, you know, what it turned into? Like, do you think it changed over time? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I think to get back to what's said on the article, it said that, you know, OnlyFans, founded in 2016, it allows creators to sell their videos, messages, and articles to fans at a subscription price, you know, variable subscription price. So you subscribe to one, you know, you subscribe to a user, and then it's, yeah.
I imagine they originally wanted maybe like artists and stuff on there. I'm sure there's some.
Could be.
But maybe they just had such lax rules that, like, they didn't care what people did, really. So people just, you know, went there and changed it. I'm thinking that's how it probably happened.
Yeah, and then somehow along the way, you know, now we struggle with this.
But yeah.
Of course, we all know if some, you know, if they try to clean stuff up, it's just going to piss people off, and they're just going to go. They're just going to lose all their business, all their money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bet.
Well, their investors are going to get in thinking, "Ooh, lots of customers," and then they're just going to drop off thinking, "Wait, what the hell happened?"
Yeah, all their investors drop out. All the advertisers are like, "Nah, no way. Sorry, either the stock price goes down if it even has one."
The problem is, sex sells.
Yeah, so why are they trying to get rid of it? Like, that's what the hell? I don't understand.
Counterintuitive, I know. It's just, yeah, where's the logic in that, huh?
Yeah, and plus OnlyFans has always been mainly for, like, sexual content. So, like, why get rid of that now if it's been giving them so much money?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, I know this is going to sound weird bringing this up. It's kind of like if Pornhub gets rid of all their sexual content.
Yeah, it would just be the hub. The hub of what?
Yeah, there's going to be nothing left.
I wonder if there's, like, some hidden gems on Pornhub, just, like, a regular video of, like, some guy, like, you know, making a table. Like, so, you're, like, just some random shit like that. That's interesting.
But that's YouTube.
No, I just wonder if someone did that to Pornhub.
Like just, joke. You know, just have people doing everyday things, wholesome things, all that stuff, yeah. Non-sexual things.
Oh, God.
Like, same thing, like, yeah. You know, I think it was kind of, you know, OnlyFans and stuff, but hey, you know, you never know. If you look deep enough, you might find it, but again, with these sorts of things, you know, exercise a high degree of discretion if you ever want to venture that way. But, yeah. So, that is that, though. Avira?
Yeah?
You said you wanted to talk about something, right? Now that this thing is just, you know, OnlyFans, it's kind of like dusted
up. Oh, yeah. Alright. I guess we could, we can drop the OnlyFans stuff, you know, good for them.
Yeah, we've got one little, you know, final story just to, you know.
Yeah. So last week we talked about Lord of the Rings, but a lot of stuff actually happened. Like more stuff happened last week, though, that we had no time for. There's the Tolkien Society. They posted their meeting for they have a little convention that they do and panels and stuff.
Right.
And oh boy, if
okay.
You thought,
but and here's where the funny part is, though. Like there is the Tolkien Society, and then there is the Society of Tolkien.
Oh,
goodness.
Like, yeah. Okay, wow, Tolkien wow, okay. Will the real one please stand up?
Oh, boy.
Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Yeah. Right.
So they're literally just crapping on his legacy.
Yeah, the Tolkien Society, as I understand it, is, yeah, like as Xavier was saying, crapping on Tolkien's legacy, and with seminars like Tolkien and diversity. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
you
know,
look
how,
at some of the...
like, how do adaptations of Tolkien's works from film and art to music open discourse on diversity within Tolkien's works and his place within modern society?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's very diverse. You have elves and dwarves and orcs and humans.
Yes.
And hobbits. Yeah, it's very diverse.
Yes, but they are different, you know, they are different species and subspecies of the humanoid variant, and you can't really, you know, you can't really ascribe, a, you know, unless you want to follow the human route, in which, yeah. Unless you want to follow the human route, in which case we'd have the dark elves, the dark dwarves, and all that other stuff.
Oh,
but that's
God.
Really besides the point.
Let's see. Representation is now more important than ever, and Tolkien's efforts to represent or ignore particular characteristics requires further examination. Does it
All right,
go?
Okay. Yeah. Go on. I want to read a list of things that the Tolkien Society has come up with in their seminars. As for the topics, you know, representation in Tolkien's works. Race, gender, sexuality, disability, class, religion, and age, and etc. Okay. Yes. Tolkien's approach to colonialism and post-colonialism.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Adaptations of Tolkien's works. Diversity and representation in Tolkien academia and readership. Oh, no. Identity within Tolkien's works and alterity within Tolkien's works. I'm like, what the heck is alterity?
Yeah.
Might have to do like a little educational PSA and like just fire up, you know, Google search, what is alterity? I can't.
Well,
there's
one panel that was named, or one talk. It was about like LGBTQ, you know, alphabet representation.
Yeah. I got one too. Like, here's another list of, you know, list of papers too.
Oh,
something
God,
mighty
God.
Queer. Destabilizing cis hetero and metanormativity in the works of Tolkien.
Something I'm sorry, hold on a queer. Minute.
Go ahead, Neville.
No.
Without straight relationships, a group like this, or whatever you want to call it, a community, they're not going to last very many generations.
No.
Right. No. And so, as well, like, you know, basically, just... go on.
It kind of like defeats the purpose of it, then.
And with these things, it's like, you know, I just want to say, it's like these people want to be Sauron, but a different kind of Sauron. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I swear, like, leftism, it's a cult. Like, wokeness, it's got to be some kind of like, sick cult that, like, wiggles its tentacles into everything. I mean, what is this?
Avira, stop making it sexual.
Oh, I like my why.
Tentacles.
A pardoning Sauron. Pardoning Saruman? The queer in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. What the hell does that even mean? What?
And like a lot of this stuff is just, you know, a lot of this other stuff is just like has nothing to do with Tolkienic.
I seriously have to wonder how many people who are really deep in the lore of... Oh, I can't think of the name now.
The Tolkienic stuff, the Lord of the Rings has inspired so many scholars and academics to really study it.
But the question I'm going to have is how many regular fans are going to understand half of this shit?
None, right?
Not really much.
No.
Because, you know, Tolkien had his, you know, he established it for his own purpose. And these people are just, you know, they're working overtime.
Look at this, queer, atheists, agnostics, and animists. Oh, my. What the hell does that have to do with Lord of the Rings? What?
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's another one. All right, here's another interesting one. Hidden visions, iconographies of alterity in Soviet bloc illustrations for the Lord of the Rings. Okay, now with that one alone, everything makes sense.
Oh, God.
Everything friggin' makes sense now.
Well, I mean, Tolkien was influenced by the war. You know, I think he fought in World War I. Maybe it was World War II. I'm not sure. But I know Saruman is basically supposed to be like, you know, Hitler. So, yeah, I wouldn't say Soviet. I'd say, yeah, he's pretty bad.
Yeah, but at least, you know, Now we have two rivaling seminars happening on the same day, July 3rd, July 4th, and the Society of Tolkien. Let me make this clear again: Society of Tolkien has launched, you know, a counter program, and yeah, and at least you know you have things that are relevant to the Lord of the Rings, analysis of character situations and linguistics in the books. Military doctrine and tactics portrayed in the books or movies. Themes, lessons, and allegories drawn from or used by Tolkien. Works influenced by Tolkien's writing. Works which influenced Tolkien's writing and Middle-earth history. Now that sounds more interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Because at least that way, you know, you're learning about things that really matter to the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like, this is what it should be, you know, not this woke shit.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Woke shit is ruining everything.
I swear, man, we're, like, in a culture war or something.
Like,
I mean,
and now, you know what, and with the Lord of the Rings getting so many, like, adaptation left, right, and center with, you know, Amazon's movie thing, TV series, and that Lord of the Rings anime, you know.
Oh, yeah, that looks interesting.
Hey, Jolt, I have a question.
Yes?
How many more topics do we have to go? Like, I lost track of it.
Oh, really? This is the last one, because yeah. You know, when I was keeping track of time, you know?
Yeah, I've been having fun and all that. I just lost track of the topics.
I think usually we have, as you're 3 or 4. So, right. Try to keep it around that range. But otherwise, you know, we got through them well. So we just, you know, wait, see how we go. But
now we just have to deal with the fallout of what the hell did we just read or, well, listen to? Or...
and, seriously, you know, what was where, that? You know, where is the world going to go from here? And, yeah.
For next week's.
Have we reached the center of the earth yet?
Yeah, and then we're going to keep you saying, oh, okay, I bet you we're going to come back and say, oh, okay, here's how Sexy Beast turned out.
Yeah, that's why I just like to say, stay tuned for next week's.
Oh, fuck. It's a right mess, isn't it, though, everything. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, I think this is it. This is it for the week. So, who'd like to say, you know, kind of a closing statement for surrounding this week's news cycles? Who'd like to start?
Well, you know, wrapping up on that Sexy Beast, let's see how that first episode goes, then we'll really talk about it. I got a feeling we're going to see a shitload of memes on it. I don't know why, I just have that feeling.
Oh, I bet we're going to have that feeling. You're not wrong.
I know, we're going to see everyone making fun of it. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah. Noble?
I should have done construction at TAFE. That way I could build brick walls and beat my head into one. That's my take from this whole day.
Such a fucking mood.
Right? I just want to shut myself from this world and do nothing except celebrate Sonic's 30th anniversary.
Yep, happy 30th to Sonic.
Just don't go too fast.
Gotta go fast.
In certain situations.
Yeah. So, Ali, what would you like to say about what we've, you know, gone over through this week and just in general?
Well, about the OnlyFans sort of thing of how they're trying to get rid of their sexual content off of their platform. I'm interested to see how this will go, because I believe that it's going to end up being total shit, because OnlyFans has always mainly been a place for, like, sexual content. And, like, yeah, I'm just interested to see how that'll end up.
All right, cool.
All right, Avira.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting to see on my Twitter the other day that show existed. or will exist, and oh god. Oh, man, I thought it was fake. I'm like, all right, anyways, this was super fun, guys. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. What a show it's been, and I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this as much as we did making it.
So, I actually add in something real quick, just something. Also, guys, I don't know if you guys know about this, but starting soon on Saturdays, I'm going to be hosting my own post show for this.
Yeah.
So we're going to see, like, you can check out my channel. It's the same name as my username here. And also, stay tuned for next week and let's see how all this turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're pleased to keep the show running for your entertainment, if nothing else. And to chronicle the collapse of society.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and many more platforms I so choose to get my claws into.
This or anything that just crawls out.
Yeah.
Trip to the swamp. Yeah.
Perfect. Anyway, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.